We are discussing the 1000 names of Devi as found in Lalita Sahasranama. So today we will discuss the five names starting from the 341st Nama till the 345th Nama. So these Namas are from the first Nama, the 341st Nama, the Kshetra Kshetrajna Varnana, description of Kshetra and Kshetrajna is begun here. So we can find Kshetram and Kshetrajna beautifully described in an entire chapter by Krishna, which is the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, which is called Kshetra Kshetrajna Yogam. So there he says, Idam Shariram Kaunteya Kshetramityabhidiyate Yetad Yovetihi Tam Prahuhu Kshetrajna Iti Tadvidaha. So Kshetra and Kshetrajna, so two terms are introduced here. So Kshetram, so what is Kshetram? Kshetram means, generally Kshetram means temple. And Kshetrajna means one who knows the temple, or one who is in the temple, it is a deity. So here Kshetram means Shariram is called Kshetram. So why is Shariram called Kshetram? So Shariram is the Kshetram in which the deity of Ishvara resides. And Kshetrajna, the word Kshetrajna means Nya means knower of Kshetram. So that means a person who knows this Kshetram. So the knower of the body is of course the self or Ishvara. So Ishvara, so as Krishna says in many places, that Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridyeshe Arjuna tishtati sarvasya chaham hridisannivishto jyotisham apitat jyotih tamasa paramuchyate jnanam jnayam jnanagamyam hridisarvasya vishtitam. Krishna also says that kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata. So each and every body is a kshetram, but the kshetrajna who resides in each of the body is not like different kshetrajna, kshetrajna 1, kshetrajna 2, kshetrajna white, kshetrajna like wheatish color, nothing like that. The kshetrajna, O Arjuna, know that the kshetrajna in all the sharira is me, is Ishvara. So kshetram, what is the real meaning of kshetram and kshetrajna? So kshetram means that which is subject to change is kshetram. Kshetrajna is one who is changeless. So we know that jagat, this entire jagat, is always changing, whereas Devi, who is the essence of the world, Devi is changeless. Oh, how do you know Devi is changeless? Achalam vindhyachala nivasini. Achalam. Achalam means without any movement. Movement means change is also a movement. So change is of course a movement. So any change, so if we move from one place to another, we say, I changed place. So even without we changing or moving, the body is not moving. It's all steady there. Dead body, it is not moving. Does science say that? No, science says there are cells which are constantly moving. That is the reason why the next day or after a few days the dead body decays. It is because change is happening, movement is happening. So achalam, Devi is without any movement, Devi is without any change. Why is change not possible in Devi? Because Devi is eternal. Devi is eternal. Devi is eternal means always she exists. Change means that which is always changing, that which is constantly changing, will one day die. So the body is the same. From day one it starts changing, 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 changing. And finally, so that's where the shad vikaras, the six vikaras of janma, stitva, vriddhi, parinama, apakshayam, nasham. So a person gets born, janma, and then astitva, he exists temporarily, he exists, he means the body exists. Birth of the body exists, Vriddhi, then it grows. Parinamam, then lot of changes happen, normal changes. And then what happens? So Vriddhi, positive growth, negative growth starts. Apakshayam and Nasham. Finally, death happens. So that means change is constantly happening in the body. That which is constantly changing will die one day. So changing entity means it has a birth, it has a death. Whereas Devi is changeless, Devi is eternal. So if we need to know whether Devi can change, so we can look at Amma. Not Amma's body, but Amma's personality. Of course, we say that personality often changes. Oh, personality changes. Yesterday I didn't have hair, today I have hair. So yesterday I used to learn scriptures, today I am preaching scriptures. Yesterday I had two people, now I have more people. So all that, like, personality changed. All those are part of personality. It's not external world, it's personality. Oh, how is that related to personality? The more people I get, my personality is attractive. I attract people. But look at Amma. Her personality has not changed. The only thing that is, that has and that is changing with Amma is her body. That's it. That's a normal change. Her personality is the same. So if we ask people, like, or when I met Amma first in 1991, the same Amma it is today. The same Amma who welcomes, like, at that time there used to be hundreds of people coming to meet, get Amma's darshan. Today it is thousands and even millions of people meeting Amma. But Amma is exactly the same, no change at all. Of course, her voice may have changed a little bit. All those changes are there, but Amma's personality, Amma's mind, like external, like the body, that which is related to the body, that has changed, sound, etc., has changed, but Amma as a person has not changed at all. So if we can see, or if we look at Amma and find that Amma is not changing, then of course Amma's essence is Devi. So how can Devi change? So change in Devi is completely negated. There is not at all, no possibility at all. There are other logic as well. We don't have to discuss all those. So Devi is eternal. Devi is without any change. So Kshetram is that which changes. Kshetrajna is that which is. Kshetram is that which changes. And Kshetrajna is that which doesn't change at all. So we can also see that the temple undergoes a lot of things. Renovation, this, that. So Kumbha Abhishegam, this Abhishegam, that Abhishegam, Swarna Abhishegam, Tula Bharam, like Karunakaran did. So Tula Bharam and all those happen. Renovation happens for the temple. There's no renovation for the deity. The deity has power from day one. Deity has power till day 100 as well. Then why renovation, etc.? Renovation is for the environment around the deity. The environment around the deity has to be pure. If the environment around deity is not pure, then what would happen is, like, it's like a person who is inside the temple, but in the temple, rather than Harivarasanam singing Harivarasanam song, it is like Peta rap song that A.R. Rahman composed. That song is going on. So we can understand, or we can just think about what the state would be. So it will be something of that sort. So Kshetram changes, Kshetrajna changeless. Kshetram is Jagat, our body we can consider, which is called Pindandam. This body is Pindandam, small andam. Brahmandam, this entire world. So small or individual and total, both are the same. So both are exactly the same. So Kshetram means either this body, the entire world. Kshetrajna is Devi. And of course, if that is the case, what is Kshetram really? Of course, Kshetram is Jagat. Kshetram is Jagat means, what is Jagat really? Really, do you want, really are you asking? Or you are just asking? No, really, what is the Jagat? Really, the Jagat is Ishvara, of course Devi, because Devi has become the entire world. If Devi has become the entire world, Aneka Koti Brahmanda Janani, Devi is the Mata of the many Aneka Koti Brahmandam, not one Brahmandam, not one world, many worlds that has come from Devi. That means the world is Devi. Therefore, Hayagriva says, Om Kshetra Swarupayai Namaha. Kshetra Swarupa. Devi is Kshetra Swarupam. Devi is nature. Devi is of the nature of Kshetram. That means all Kshetram is Devi. So this is a simple way of telling Kshetra and Kshetrajna is there initially. So of course, initially what happens? We consider Jagat as Devi. Jagat means Nama Rupam as Devi. That means changes we attribute to Devi. So if we have to get away from it, if we have to go beyond the changes, then first we have to say that changes are there, then changeless one thing is there. So when a person sees a snake in the rope, first he has to say that, okay, there is something called snake, there is something called rope. First split the snake and the rope. And then say, finally, what will happen? Okay, initially I did like say that the snake and rope are two different things. But since now you have realized, tell me what was the snake? Oh, are you joking? There was no snake. It is only the rope. So similarly, initially, Kshetram and Kshetrajna, since we are focused on changes, since we can't see the changeless Devi who pervades the entire world, Sukha Swarupa Devi, we can't see in the world. We see only Dukkham in the world. We see only changes in the world. Therefore, we have to split the world from its essence. But finally, we will find that everything is Devi. That's why Ramakrishna Paramahamsa always used to say that everything is Devi. Devi is there residing in each and every space or each and every atom, molecule in the entire world that is pervaded by Devi, of course. Oh, this is not, I cannot accept this. I am a scientific person. Of course, science does accept that each and every molecule has energy. Energy is always there in each and every molecule. Wherever we are there, there is energy. There is always energy present everywhere. So if science can accept it, we can also accept. We go a little beyond energy. Energy is something which is insentient. Science says energy is insentient. We say energy gets sentience by Devi. Energy can be considered as Maya Shakti. Devi is the person, sentience, who gives existence to Maya Shakti. So Kshetram is also ultimately Devi. Devi Kshetra Swarupam. And what about the many Kshetram that is there in the world? Om Kshetreshyai Namaha. Kshetrajna, Devi Kshetrajna, that means Kshetra Ishi. So Kshetreshi, Ishi or Ishvara means Isha, or Ish Dhatu means controller. So Kshetreshi means one who controls all Kshetras. So who does control the temple? Oh, the priest controls the temple. Or we can say Devaswam board controls the temple. No. The temple is controlled by the deity. If we remove the deity, even though Devaswam is there, this is there, that is there, nobody will come. Remove the Kshetrajna and everything will vanish. That is the reason why Mahatma say that the moment a person forgets Ishvara in himself, Ishvara in the entire world, he forgets Ishvara, it's like removing the deity out of a temple. The temple will have no existence at all. Even if the temple exists, it will be of no use to anyone. So Kshetra Ishi, one who controls the temple, which means that one who is a substratum of the temple, the essence of the temple, all these are different words which denote the same thing. That is Devi. Devi is the deity in the Kshetram. Devi is Kshetrajna, changeless entity in the temple, the essence of the temple. That is Devi. And of course, this also means that So, Kshetram and Kshetrajna. So, when the Kshetram and Kshetrajna come into picture, so only when a person is in the empirical level, or when a person is not realized, he sees Jagat is there, Namarupam Jagat is there, and Ishvara is there, Devi is there. For a realized person, Devi is beyond all these. Is Devi the Kshetram and the temple and the deity? No. Devi pervades both the deity and the temple. So if we say that we have to split the temple or put it into two as temple and deity, then Devi is deity, but ultimately Devi is beyond both these. So that is what the next Nama says, Kshetrajna Palinyai Namaha. One who protects, one who uplifts Kshetram and Kshetrajna. So we should understand there are two things in the world. What is it? One is world, one is Devi. Devi is part of the world as well. But ultimately, what is there? Only Devi. And that Devi who alone is there, she is not even part of this world and Devi. World and Devi in the world. So we say that the world, the moment we say the world, we say Devi is the essence of the world. Devi as the essence of the world, which means we say that Devi, we qualify Devi as essence of the world. If the world doesn't exist, then is there an essence of the world? There is no essence of the world. If the world doesn't exist, how can there be essence of the world? Which means only Devi exists. So these are two different perspectives. So Vidyaranya beautifully he explains this, that a person, like a person is there, a man is there. He has a son and a grandson. So a person has a son and a grandson. So ultimately he is just a person. But when the son and grandson are there, he becomes a father and grandfather. That fatherhood, grandfatherhood is there only when we consider that the son and grandson is there. Imagine that the son and grandson die in an accident, then who is he? He's just a person. There is no fatherhood or grandfatherhood. Similarly, when we say the world is there, which means Kshetram is there, then Devi is Kshetrajna, the essence of the world, that essencehood vanishes when we consider the world to be an illusion. So, the moment we say the world is an illusion, Devi is the protector of the world and the essence of the world, means Devi is everything. So, in short, Devi is the illusory world, Devi is the essence of the world, or Devi is qualified as the essence of the world, and ultimately, both of these are essentially Devi alone. So, Kshetra Kshetrajna Palini. And why do you say that Devi doesn't have any change? Achalam, I already said that, but still cannot understand. Achalam means movementless, but still change. Maybe somewhere there is change possible. So, Om Kshaya Vriddhi Vinirmuktayai Namaha. So, Kshaya Vriddhi Vinirmukta. Vinirmukta means one who is devoid of Kshayam and Vriddhi. So, Kshayam means decay, Vriddhi means growth. So, positive and negative growth is not there for Devi. Why that is not there for Devi? Because Devi is eternal, Devi alone exists. If two things are there, then we can say like one will fight with the other. If Obama and McCain both are there, then both will fight. So, put them inside a room, they'll fight with each other, and both of them will die. Of course, they are politicians, so what will happen is they both will stick together and create a new thing. So, Democial, so Democrat and whatever. I'm weak in politics, so we won't enter into that. But so Devi like is non-dual, so that wherever there is duality, two things are there. There will be change, there will be decay as well. Positive change, which is called growth, negative change, which is called decay, both will be there. With respect to Devi, Devi alone exists, therefore there is neither positive nor negative growth. Devi alone exists. So Kshetram is Devi, Kshetrajna is Devi, both are supported by Devi. Devi is without any change. And Om Kshetrapala Samarchitayai Namaha. So how can I realize this Devi? Oh, you said Kshetra, Kshetrajna. Oh, you are, your Shariram is Kshetra, you are Kshetrajna. You said all those, but how can I realize that easily? Devi is Kshetrapala Samarchita. Kshetrapala, so means like one who, or people who protect the Kshetra. Archita, Devi, Samarchita, Devi is, Sam means Samyak, well. Archita, worship. So Devi is well worshipped by protectors of the temple. So protectors of the temple means it's not a person. Oh, protector of the temple, let me protect the body. Let me go to the beauty parlor day in and out. Like daily three times, let me go to the beauty parlor and protect the body. So that's not the meaning. So protector of the temple, Kshetrapala. What does the protector of the temple, does he protect the temple or does he protect the deity? Of course, he is protecting the temple for protecting the deity. If given an option that the temple will collapse but the deity will still remain, he will say, yes, fine, I am fine with that. So protector, Kshetrapala, means one who is trying to abide, one who is trying to remain as the Kshetrajna, which means one who is trying to always remember Devi. By such people, Devi is worshipped. So Devi is worshipped by people who are always remembering Devi. Of course, that itself is worship. So there is the answer. What is Archana? Archana is remembrance of Devi. And that is the way to realize Devi. So this Nama just says that Devi is worshipped by protectors of the temple. But protectors of the temple are people who remember Devi. And that itself is worship of Devi. That is the way to realize Devi. So we don't need to get confused or be a little bit afraid. Oh, you are using Kshetra, Kshetrajna, this, that. You are saying essence, world, essence of the world. And beyond that, this perspective, that perspective. Vyavaharam, Paramarthikam, Sakshi, Kudastha, Jiva, this, that. You are Abhasam. Pratibimbam, you are telling or you are introducing a lot of terms. You are confusing me. I'm getting afraid as well. Don't be afraid at all. It's as simple as telling Kshetra is Devi, Kshetrajna is Devi. If somebody creates something like Kshetra Ajna, so Kshetrajna, one who knows the Kshetra, Kshetra Ajna, one who doesn't know the Kshetra, and like tomorrow somebody creates something else. Kshetra Abharna, Kshetra Rajesh. So all those, like, if we create, we don't need to worry at all. We don't need to get afraid at all. We just have to have Vidya. We just have to have the knowledge that everything is Devi. Whatever name you give me, the output is going to be the same. It's like a computer. So whatever you feed it in, it will just give back zeros and ones. So it's like a program that a person creates. It will say, okay, enter your name. So it's a funny program. So enter your name. And I'll think, oh, let me enter my name. So Aparna. You enter Aparna and the results in me, welcome fool. So the next time you try some other name, welcome fool. So it's hard coded. So similarly, like whatever goes in, whatever words are used, I don't care at all. We can openly say, even if it is Paramartha who says to us, we can openly tell him, oh, whatever you say, I'm not going to care at all. I'm not going to care, like, tellum, you can use the word. Like if Amma says, you can tell, tellum, tellum, tellum. If you just say the word, Amma will be very happy. It means even the least, I'll not worry even a little bit about it. Everything is Devi. And for me, there is nothing but Devi. Oh, if somebody says, okay, can you prove it? Of course. Kshetra Swarupa, Kshetreshi, Kshetra Kshetrajna Palini. Enough, the person will keep quiet. Of course, if he knows the meaning, he will become a fan of you and he'll say, "Oh, really good. I am impressed by it. Come, I'll buy you a Starbucks coffee." He'll take you. So we don't have to worry at all with all these terms. We just have to remember that all these terms, whether it is Kshetra and Kshetrajna, it is said, whether it is Vedas and Jagat, Jagat and Brahman, this, that, any words, Shiva and Shakti, Vishnu, and like various asuras, devas, asuras, any name, like it doesn't matter at all, because everything is Devi. I'm going to worship Devi, do archana of Devi by remembering that everything is Devi, by always remembering that there is only Devi here. You say Kshetram and Kshetrajna, but Lathasas Nama say Kshetram is Devi, Kshetrajna is Devi, Devi protects both. So everything is Devi. It's in brief, like in simple words, Matta Paradaram Nanyat Kinchit Asti Dhananjaya. O Arjuna, there is nothing different from me. If that is not enough, then like Brahma Vedam Amrtam Purastha Brahma Pascha Brahma Dakshina Dashcha Uttarena Adashcha Urdvam Cha Prasridam Brahma Vidam Vishwam Idam Varishtam. Brahman is in the right, left, front, back, top, bottom, everywhere there is Brahman. So we can remember the story that Ramana Maharshi used to like. So Namadeva is once like the famous Vishnu Bhakta. The famous Vishnu Bhakta is once from north, of course. He is once sent to a place to see a Mahatma by Ishvara himself. So Ishvara himself sent him to a place. And like when he goes there, he finds that so that person is sleeping on the floor. And he's keeping his legs above a Shivalinga. And Amadeva thought, what a person, disrespecting the Shivalinga. But though Ishvara said, like, if only it was not Ishvara who said me, like, I would have bashed him. But he said, okay, Ishvara said, so let me, I'll have to go and meet the person. And he goes. Immediately the person says, oh, you are Namadeva sent by Vishnu, right? He says, yes, yes, of course I am. Oh, yeah, I was expecting you. Then Namadeva said, like, isn't it, like, don't you think this is a little bit too much? You are keeping your feet over the Shivalinga. He says, this is a little far-fetched, I cannot tolerate it. And the person says, oh, is it so? I didn't see, like, I'm a bit old, like, I'm really old. So can you please lift my leg? So Namadeva takes his leg and keeps it in another place. Shivalinga comes there, he like moves it to the left, Shivalinga, right, Shivalinga, everywhere Shivalinga. Finally he thinks, oh, I have only one option now, up. So he keeps the legs up, Shivalinga comes there. So everywhere Shivalinga, then Namadeva realizes that there is only Ishvara present here. Of course, temples, and there are places where we can find Ishvara, or like the manifestation of Ishvara, but Ishvara is present everywhere. Ishvara's manifestation, or manifesting Ishvara everywhere, just needs the thought of Ishvara. Any minute we think in our mind that everything is Ishvara, Ishvara immediately is there. That is why Bhagavatam says that wherever Bhagavatam is chanted, Shuka, among various other rishis, devatas, everyone will be there, eagerly waiting to listen to Bhagavatam. So wherever Bhagavatam is spoken, Ishvara himself is there. It's also like telling that wherever Ramayana is chanted, Hanuman will be there. So we don't have to worry about these various terms that Vedanta introduces. If we can understand, good. If we cannot understand, oh, what are you saying? Like, can you explain what that is? Then the person will start explaining, oh, this is what is said by Vachaspati Mishra. He says in his work, like, he says these many things. Vidyaranya also says it. So the person will quote all shlokas and everything. You can slowly, patiently listen to it, and after that you can say, oh, like I can give you a simpler way of explaining it. It is just Ishvara. It's as simple. Why do you have to explain so much? So such explanations or trying to understand these various terms are not really essential. If we can do it, well and good. But just remembering that there is only Ishvara, only Devi here, that is more than enough. Anything that comes, oh, that is Devi. Oh, do you know the new song that Amma has sung? Oh, everything is Devi. The song is Devi. If I don't know the song, not knowing the song is also Devi. Knowing the song is Devi, not knowing is also Devi. Singing like Amrita Swarupananda is also Devi. Singing like Aparna is also Devi. Of course, don't start singing. This is just a figurative way of telling. I don't have to cause trouble for me and others. But anyway, everything is Devi. So if you start singing, then I'll say, oh, stop singing. Why? Stop singing is also Devi. So that's the easy way of like, there's always one answer to anything and everything in the world. And this one answer is not, though it may appear to be funny, it might like make us laugh, but it's much more than that. This will make us laugh our entire life. Each and every minute we'll be able to laugh. Laugh means like really smile. That smile which arises out of eternal bliss. So we'll be blissfully smiling. That can happen if we remember that everything is Devi. Let me become Samarchita. Let me become a worshipper of Devi by remembering that there is only Devi here. So may Amma bless us so that we may become such worshippers in this very birth itself. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.